verses are Matthew 7, verse 6, and 12 to 14. Do not give to dogs what is holy. Do not throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. So whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it by it are many, for the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, but those who find it are few. This first saying has caused difficulty both in content and in translation, and it sounds harsher today than it would have in the time of Jesus' ministry. I remember so well when taking part in a discussion among Catholics on why non-Christians were not permitted to receive Holy Communion, and I quoted this passage. Some of the group were horrified, presuming that I inferred that those of other faiths and none were like swine. This, of course, was nonsense, for my intent was to explain that those without the faith could not possibly understand the significance of the host, as they cannot appreciate the truth of what it actually is, the body of Christ, any more than a pig can appreciate a pearl. When I go to receive Holy Communion in my parish, I am also making a statement, that is, that I believe what the Church teaches, and I support the Pope in his role as the head of the Church on earth. We are told to love our neighbour, and we do this by caring for his welfare and by sharing our temporal goods, but not, without distinction, our spiritual goods. One cannot share a gift with someone who cannot or will not receive it, who does not want it, no matter what. This gift of faith is God-given, not ours to give, but to encourage, and to show what our faith is by our actions. We are told we should do for others everything which is demanded by love and the commandments of Jesus. God gives the good things of life to those who are worthy and to those who are wicked, but he does not give the same amount in the way of spiritual graces to everyone. He gives us only what we are capable of receiving, as in John 16 when he said, "I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." The second part of the reading is this: so whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. In this one saying, the whole of the law and the prophets is contained, just as the ripples in a lake spring from one pebble thrown into it, or the leaves of the tree come from one small seed. This is a very positive saying. It is well known in the negative form in other religions, and has been said in this negative way by Confucius, the Greeks, and the Romans, among others. That is, what you do not wish to be done to you, do not do to anyone else. This involves not doing things, and so does not involve any action at all. We find the negative in Psalm 15. It's all about not doing something against one neighbour. This is the opposite of what we are required to do, which is to follow Christ's example, doing all that we can for the good of others. Driving a car carefully does nobody any harm, but driving and giving somebody a lift in need is positive. This does not mean we should try and overburden anybody with things or goals we would like for ourselves. We know that we each have gifts, as St. Paul enumerates, and they vary enormously, but which together make a coherent body. So we do not burden others with choices we know are not in his interest. There should be no "I know what is best for you," except for the very young. We do not. God knows. We are to do for others everything which is demanded by love and the commandments of Jesus. When we are positive about these things, then we are entering by the narrow gate, but it may cost us dear. Every action we take is a question of choice. We are always at the crossroads. Our decisions are sometimes split-second decisions when we say yes to something we would rather not do, such as giving a rather talkative person a lift when we need that time to work out a problem in silence. Perhaps we postpone our reciting of the Rosary or the Vespers to watch our favourite serial on television, and then fall asleep before we've prayed at all. I'm glad that I have never had to face martyrdom, a life or death decision. Jeremiah 21:8, "And to this people you will say, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. The wide gate looks tempting and therefore easy, but this is the way to eternal damnation. There are no obstacles on the wide road. We can do as we wish without considering our neighbours. But which road brings us home the faster? The road through the noisy, colourful market with its wonderful variety of useful and useless things, where we can wander and wonder with amusement and perhaps delight, maybe buying goods that we could do without? Or do we choose the hazardous country lane, lit by a lamp that never fails us, leading straight home? As we recited this morning, I will sing to you, O Lord, and I will walk in the way of perfection. Going along the narrow way is not easy, but no great work was ever done without effort. Thomas Gray began his elegy written in a country churchyard in 1742, and it was circulated in 1750. It had taken 8 years to produce. Greatness is achieved only by toil. An opera singer has to practice every day for years. A scientist has to study many years if he is to prove some new truth about this universe of ours. An athlete trains for hours every day. Occasionally there is a bright beam of God-given enlightenment, but this is a rare gift and always received after contemplation. However, in this life, happiness is achieved only if we are at one with God and we accept what Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I will not leave you desolate, I will come to you. Matthew speaks of the few who find the narrow road. Mark says the few who seek it. Some find the narrow road but are then distracted by the things of this world and weave a wobbly line from one to the other. The wide road needs no seeking, but keeping on the narrow road we found difficult and is only possible with the light of the Lord.